there all day.
That's just an audio file, you don't have to worry about the audio.
Some sort of life of that, It should be mandatory day, 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks. Two in the spring, one in the fall.
I mean, you're pretty flexible with them, Jim.
I am, and I'll work harder, they gotta have a couple hours off, good.
Stop saying it, you already got it done.
But, it's still, it should be, those days should be required, like, November 1st to April.
So, Jim, you have in here $100 for working the night shift per week, but.
That's what they've been getting paid, there's no reason to change it. They've been getting paid that for 3 years, $100 a week, do the night shift. That's the only reason I changed it, you can bring what you want in there, but it's been $100.
Well, it's 25, and then we raised it to 50, now it's 100.
Yes, and that was John Hill was on board, and he said it should be 100, and everybody said, okay. So you can leave it at 50 if you want.
No, we'll do it, well, no.
But for the last 3 years, we've been getting 100, that's the reason we changed it.
All right. So, the paid days off, we have New Year's Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, the Friday after Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, Election Day, and we apparently need to add President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, and Juneteenth.
Okay, the only reason I need to put that in there, and I've complained about this for like 6-7 years, if this office is closed, and no offense to the ladies, because if it's a national holiday, it should be closed, but if this office is closed, we work for the same municipality. I don't even think that'd be legal if you ask the attorney that we don't get it off if they get it off, because if this building in here is closed, we should be closed. And if it's snowing, granted, they got to work, but it should be a holiday. But the day after Thanksgiving is a freebie, so we want to do... put that in for a holiday, like that's your transfer from Juneteenth. And that's the only other day we get off, I think, that's just a given, which is thank you. It's nice. Gives you a long weekend. But that's a freebie. And I don't know who else gets Friday off after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it's not like my only issue is that it's a paid holiday.
But it's a national holiday.
Doesn't mean this office here is closed. Yeah, but Mindy's salary, so she doesn't come in on that Monday, she still has to come in and do her work. If those guys come in, it's not like they're making that day up somewhere else. It's a paid day.
I don't know, I just thought, it didn't sound like it'd be legal to me. The same municipality have the day off here and not over there. We work in the same building for the same town. Maybe it's legal, I don't know, this isn't good.
Well, I don't mind giving it off, it's just a paid holiday. Get paid off. I mean,
well, if you're not gonna pay it off, then why would they want it off?
That's kind of my beef with federal holidays to begin with.
Yeah, they'd rather work.
I mean, honestly, if you want to talk about lawyers, I mean, can you imagine if we had a Muslim or a Jew working for our town, and we're given Christmas and Good Friday off, but not Ramadan and Passover?
But you're saying the same thing because.
I just think, like, if you want to take a day off, like, there should be, like, 10 holidays. If you don't want to work Election Day or Thanksgiving or Good Friday, don't work it. But you're not getting paid. What does the rest of the board think?
Well, I say.
Oh, can we do that?
I don't think you can. That's my thing. I don't think that's legal.
I would be worried about the
legalities. I don't think you can do that legally. You can talk to the attorney. I don't know. Maybe
I feel like we're under
off the wall.
Since we're like the government, don't we have to answer to like a national holiday?
I'm saying the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's Google federal national holidays.
I agree. Whatever you come up with, I just don't think it's legal.
It is now, yeah.
I don't think you can do that. That's why I brought it up. I don't care. They don't need the extra days off. If they want it, they can take it. But I just don't know if that would be legal. It doesn't seem like it would be to me.
Well, it's probably not legal if you make someone work when they're not supposed to be off. Which I don't have an issue with someone not coming in if there's nothing that has to be done, but getting more paid vacation.
Mindy asked me earlier today, and she knows anybody else in town. I said, I actually talked to Chris Lexer, and he said, holy crap, they get Valentine's Day off, for God's sakes. But Yorkshire gets every holiday, every national holiday off. And he goes, I can't do anything about it. So he might be one to ask. Maybe he's already looked into it and says, no, it's a national holiday. Yeah, we're from municipality. Oh, yeah, so I'm just saying, you need to look that up and make sure it's legal to have us working.
Well, they still got Lincoln's birthday, man. Let's share that. Look at that.
Sure. Lincoln called President's Day. How many both of them?
But like Good Friday, banks aren't closed, schools aren't, I mean, schools this year.
Juneteenth is even on there. So I have the Office of Personnel Management for the federal government. And the 23 federal holidays are New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Washington's birthday, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, well, Juneteenth is on there. Juneteenth National Independence Day, then actual Independence Day, and then Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, Good Friday's not on there.
Like I say again, I really don't care. I'm just saying, I don't need to leave them. I think if you walked right in here, it has the offer to help them to work in the same place.
All right, let's put this to the attorney then.
We were so close to finishing it.
Be more principled, darn it.
I'm just asking. Shmee says if he doesn't get... Probably the King Day, I'm going to call you a bunch of prejudice. I'll tell you what he said.
That's pretty light compared to what I've been called. Alright, so... Jim wants use it or lose it. I thought that was in here.
It's not written in there anywhere. And Schmidt's going to push that issue if it's not written in there. But it needs to be changed from January 1st. You're going to give him a lot of time to go to, I said, October 1st.
January or... Did you say October 1st to September
30th? Yes, because that way, if they have... they didn't take any vacation and they were working for me, I don't steal their time. So I can come in here on September and say, Schmidt, you got to take 2 weeks off this month and you're losing your time. You need a tablet. Usually by August, we got to do a paving done.
No, he used to like me. Now you force all this stuff on me, and he doesn't look at me like he likes me. I know you go back and like, well, I wanted to help you out, Smitty.
He likes everybody. I'm just saying, I think it should be user to lose it because he's my only issue because he never takes a day off. But I think it should go to from October 1st to September 30th. Because that way, like I say, in October, if they still got 2 weeks, I can say, Schmidt, you've got to take the 2 weeks off. And make him take it in October. I'll make him take it. You have to. And then I'd have to do it in September. But then October 1st, they get their full allotment of vacation time. And they can't use it when they're on call, unless it's sunny day and it's authorized. And do the use it or lose it and give them their whole allotment on October 1st.
All right, so we'll add that down here. I guess it doesn't matter where we add it, but in this section, on page 9, section 5, says about the, explains how you get the benefits here. We need to add this up here. The Town of Freedom benefits year start January 1st and ends December 31st of the year, vacation time. But why do you think there's those dates of January 1st in there? We need to change it to...
No, I'm saying it's going to be October 1st to September 30th.
Yeah, so why don't we just change that sentence?
Yes, change those two dates. Change January to October and change the other...
How's our fiscal year line up?
That's probably what it does, but it doesn't matter.
Well, the fiscal year, yes, is January 1st to December 31st, but this is just talking about the Town of Freedom's benefits, employment benefits, would start... November 1st and run through October 31st.
Okay, and I'm going to leave this up to you and the lawyer too. But, how you want to word it, but something needs to be in there so that somebody doesn't retire on October 2nd and say you owe me 4 weeks' pay. Because if Schmidt retired on October 2nd, we do it the way, like I said, I like the way we're wording it now, with the October to whatever, and they're getting their full allotment. But what's stopping Schmidt from retiring on October 2nd and saying you owe me 4 weeks? Because he's getting 4 weeks now because he's been here so long. And if he works till October 2nd, according to that book, if you word it the way it's
written, it's given out hours per week.
So is it still listed? Okay.
So if he retired on, he'd walk out of here with an extra 13 hours in of vacation.
Okay.
But he's not walking out of here with
160. So be the monthly. Okay, got it.
No, he's saying that he would do that?
No.
He's warm-blooded and human. Of course he'd do it.
I see my retirees right.
Okay, no, that makes sense. You're right. Okay, so you get 13 hours if you retire on the second of the month.
But that's why we did it this way. Was to
right. Get... Okay, no, that's good. I forgot about that. It was written in there. Is the 3.6 and then whatever.
All right, so this is October. No, it's November 1. You want November 1? You got
go October.
Right?
I cross it off. I go October 1st, and then it goes till
September
31st. So September is 30. There's only 30 days in September. We figured
oops.
That out today, too. September 30th, they have to be at zero. And then October 1st, they're back starting time again. But they have to have their vacation time. Not their sick. They can store some sick time. But their vacation time has to be at zero. On September 30th. That way they have to take some time off. I don't have an issue with anybody understanding. If you had unlimited storage, trust me, you'd be paying for 5 years after you retire.
Smart plan.
Alright. What's that?
Are we doing the 2-hour minimum for the emergency collar?
Yeah, wasn't that in there?
Yeah. I know there's some discussion about it other members, so I just didn't know where we were at.
On page 10, lunch and work breaks.
The only issue with that one is we have never taken a lunch. We just work our hours, and we do the 10-hour days a 10-hour day, and we don't go 10 and a half.
You got in here 10 straight, 2 20-minute breaks.
Okay, 2 20-minute breaks. No lunch breaks.
Is that state labor law?
Yeah, you can't say no lunch.
Huh?
You can't say no lunch.
Well, no, we're not saying no lunch. Give them the option. Is that allowed? That's another thing. It's another thing you have to talk to it.
Yeah, you have to have
to warn me, but if that's an option, if they can opt out,
yeah,
they all have.
My work, Quickie got in trouble for that.
Really?
You can opt out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to sign a piece of paper saying that they opted out of their lunch.
Schmitty has the other two for new, so I'm sure they haven't yet. We have
we got to get in front of them.
We got to give them the book and I'll make them sign a paper saying they are opting out of lunch instead of a 10 and a half hour day. We're in a 10 hour day right now. And in the winter, they're working an 8 hour day instead of an 8 and a half. And opting out of lunch.
All right, this emergency response team. Mindy and I were going through this. I guess it was something overlooked. The town of Freeman shall form an emergency response team for the purpose of reviewing this policy on a yearly basis. This team shall meet on an annual discussed checklist, identify potential issues, and offer suggestions on how to improve the safety of all employees at the time. The team shall prepare a dated report summarizing their meeting and any suggestions. This report will be submitted to town board review at the first regular meeting in January.
Wow.
The town shall name 3 town employees to this team who shall serve at the pleasure of the town board. See, now that's... It sounds more like a committee than what you need employees
for. That's what I was confused about earlier.
I think that we should take employees out and put the town supervisor shall name 3 town residents. Who the heck would want to serve on that team? I don't know why we need that. Is this required?
I mean, we already have a emergency.
I gotta go to the state
policy.
I think this is pointless.
Yeah.
We have an emergency response requirement from the state
policy that you guys look at every year at reorganization. It's updated. It's got all the fire companies, all the chiefs, everybody who's newly elected here. It's something that we update every year.
the what's the board parameters on it, the $400, you get $400 a year or whatever.
Planning board?
Planning board?
Give them another $100 and put them three on it. Put three on the same mandatory.
Hey, Rick, you're
on the planning board, you get an extra $100.
You ought to be on the planning board?
I don't think so. I don't work well with others.
Come on!
Yeah, but say three on the mall, be on the board, and give them an extra $100.
Did nobody respond to your ads?
No.
Dang it.
And I think it said in the ad, you had to work well with others. I mean,
it did?
Yeah, it did.
I don't know, Raina. Did you add that?
That was from last year.
My grandfather was on it for years, and he didn't work well with others.
I'm definitely out. I can't do that.
They have a good team, though. I mean, they really do.
So who is it? Lyle?
Lyle, Norm, Dave, and Mike Kaufman.
Do we need a fifth?
I mean, if you have a tie, that fifth person considers...
Don't they operate on consensus?
Yeah.
Were you on it?
No, he's the...
He's on. I mean, ever since Jim Shan, my grandfather, left, the contention kind of dropped dramatically. I enjoyed them both dearly, but... Alright.
Are you going to talk to the state about the emergency response thing?
Yeah, if we can get rid of it, let's do it.
Well, I don't know, because we already have a policy. That's why I'm so confused about why do we need this?
Redundancy. Because nobody knew it was there.
That hasn't been followed.
In years.
Yeah.
2013, this was
made. Ron Farmer becoming like, I like Ron. He's like, you guys got all these laws you don't even like enforce. Like, just do it another year.
It's true.
Like, I haven't found time to reach through the filing cabinet yet.
You want them? I can bring them along. The sexual harassment policy, can I just make a comment about that? So I sat in a webinar that was talking about all the new laws that New York State is implementing. There is a new sexual policy, harassment policy coming out. We don't have a new model yet. It's hopefully by June is what they're thinking. They're going to add more stuff in it, considering this time more discrimination, all forms of harassment. So they're thinking it's going to be more of a comprehensive policy versus a sexual harassment policy. So as soon as it comes out, the towns are all going to be asked to vote and update their policy, which is normal. There's also something out, gender pay equality law. It's prohibiting salary history, prohibits employees to request about prior wages, and there are three exemptions that you have to follow. So, some new laws. There's stuff regarding pregnant women, a room for nursing, and it cannot be a bathroom.
Well, we have to have a nursing room here?
Well, there's some gray areas in the law, so that law is still being worked on. That was actually mentioned in the webinar. They're like, can they use the highway super, because it was a highway garage, can they use a highway superintendent's office? Or, you know, and they said as long as there's, you know, covers and it's clean and they have a plug to the wall.
What window?
It's not clean. I've been in there.
It's not clean at all. So that's something that's a gray area. The thing is, this is my question, and I did ask, but I haven't gotten a response yet. There's only 6 women that actually work here. Like, so...
Can you just fire them if they're nursing?
No.
Oh, no. The recorder is working.
Not that recorder, but... COVID leave is actually still a thing. That was something else that was brought up. COVID leave, paid leave, is still a thing. It's 14 days and done. So if... If you already used your 14 days, then...
Oh, 14 days, like, ever?
Mm-hmm. So.
Thanks, Dustin.
So you guys, except for the new guys, haven't used it, but... And...
You don't have to come and you still get paid.
Anyway, and the other thing is, too, is all the employee posters that we have on the wall here, New York State... slid this law through last November. We have to either hand them to everybody that works here every year in paper form, or we have to put it on our website. The problem is the web links that they gave me date back to 2009, when minimum wage was only $7 and some change.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know. I'm still working on that. I'll have some updates soon, maybe. I don't know. If anybody's interested in taking that webinar, it was very good. You want to take the webinar? Come on.
All right, so flipping over to page 27. What are you saying should have a job description for, Jim?
All I was saying,
for the temporary employees?
No, on the job descriptions, none of them said laborer.
Well, the top one does.
That's the only one. But
so you want laborer added to all
of them? Every one of them, because I don't want somebody coming up and saying, I don't have to handle that shovel, I'm an operator. They're all laborers, every one of them are.
I think we could really split hairs, because it also says that refusing to follow your order is grounds for immediate dismissal.
Okay.
So I'll put it in there.
I'm good.
Just remember, you can fire anyone at any point.
I was just saying, with the union things going
just
on now, where union guys trying to pull us or won't grab a shovel. If I got one of these guys come in here that worked at a union and you got a new guy and he says, I'm not handling a nice shovel, I'm an operator. I can say,
you're not in a union shop.
You're on probation.
Yeah, well,
you have two choices.
Enjoy on employment.
Okay, well, if you're going to go with that, then I can make them use a shovel, then fine. Or you're dismissed. But
it's good.
I wanted just to know that, them to know on your job description, you're an operator, you're close to laborer. You need to get out on the shovel and dig in a ditch.
So on page 11, immediate dismissal, insubordination to superior. So,
okay.
This is a guidepost. It's not a.
Right. Okay. No, I'm good then. That's all I was worried about. Somebody pulling some union thing on me if they came from a union and said, I'm not handling a shovel, I'm an operator. Yeah, guess what? But as long as it says that, I can say, yeah, now you're looking for a new job.
All right. Change deputy
supervisor
to
deputy. 4 years.
Deputy supervisor should be deputy superintendent / lead man on page 28.
Yeah, it just says, supervisor, it should say superintendent. It's just a technicality, it's nothing that you retight. You let your deputy find. Yours is supervisor, mine is superintendent.
We're going to keep the sexual harassment in the employee handbook so that everyone gets one every year. Alright, that is the...
You're just going to copy and paste what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, unless anybody else has any... Do you have anything, Nick?
Any problems with time clocks? Are you using time cards still? That's been okay. Changes with the cell phone use?
Not now. You can put it in there or whatever you want. With the guys I got now, there's no issues.
Well, what kind of issues did you have with Roland?
Correct, he's on his phone nonstop.
So how do we change that?
I don't know how you want to write it in there, but... Yeah.
Right now...
Scream at him, but I don't have another escalator operator. I didn't log IL, but I didn't have... It was time we had a mechanic, but now I was the mechanic operating the laborer. So I kind of let some things slide, but yeah, he was on his phone all the time. I used to scream at him. So I'd be between the loader and the truck, and he'd talk on his phone.
Yeah, the policy is no person representing the town of Freedom shall initiate or accept a mobile phone call while operating the town moving vehicle or piece of machinery. Also, receiving, sending text messages while the town vehicle is moving is prohibited. Fractions are subject to the disciplinary code.
What's the policy at the school, Nick?
Cell phones are only allowed for work purpose.
What is it at Quake Errands? I know you guys aren't allowed to have it.
Now, what is supposed to happen, what does happen to things?
Well, as is everywhere.
Pretty much as long as it's work related, then it's okay if not.
So let's put in the employee handbook that no personal cell phone use is used outside of breaks. So if you have an issue with a particular employee, then
everyone,
it's not a big deal. Like in my place, if someone takes a call from somebody, keeps it short, gets back to work, nobody cares.
Right.
Right.
But when you have one person that's constantly scrolling Facebook,
right.
Or has a really needy wife or girlfriend,
yes,
that can't stop calling every 15 minutes. So what's that? What page is that on, Nick?
24. That works. We're talking in a moving vehicle.
So that is a cell phone call. The report adopted on January 20th, 2013. So the front end adopted the policy.
I say we can do without.
Well, I think
cell phones, you'd have to update our radios because from one end to the other, I can't reach people. So I got to call them. I can't talk.
It's work related.
Okay. Right. So I'm saying that's good, but I'm saying you could get rid of them as far as I care. You make them on the test when they get here in the morning.
We don't need to do that. I mean, it's not an emergency.
But it needs, you need to update.
Are we using SAIA for our communication?
What's that?
Are we using SAIA?
Yes.
Do
our radios are good, but they won't reach from like.
No, just leave it. Just leave it. Don't wake the sleeping dog.
No, that's fine. I leave it. Leave it.
Because
phones are used for work only.
Because radio wise, a bunch of the schools are going to a company out of Canada, Mobile Tech, and they actually have a much better network built than SAIA's network. So, not that it's thousands of thousands of dollars, but like school buses can talk to each other in Syracuse and in Buffalo.
SAIA has a better one, but it was like $3,000 to get it, and I didn't take it on my budget, but it had a base unit.
Yeah.
And they said you definitely would reach your town to town. We actually be able to talk to Farmersville Arcade and Berkshire on the radio. It was like $3,000 or something at the update because they had to change all the radios, get the base unit.
That's not bad.
I don't
so
think
they could update it and get a better system. But if our phones are still usable while for a work situation, then I'm good with what we got.
But if we're working with other towns and calling,
you can't, you just stop them when they're driving down the road. Where am I going next?
So, I don't think we need to adopt any cell phone calls. I think by putting it in this employee handbook and adopting the employee handbook, we're, in effect, nullifying this 2013 policy and implementing a new one. So, let's just cross off cell phone use. And the cell phone use policy will be no personal use of cell phones.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that why you're here?
That's why I'm here.
Oh.
Except for breaks, right?
Yeah.
With the exception.
So I'm good. I mean, look at this. I'm not going to talk to the town.
You're supposed to
say it. Right. Yeah. Well, maybe he's going to use
it. I'm exactly in it.
Sorry.
I'd like to know
what's
out there. I can talk to
the town
hall for a quote one more time.
I'm
like,
you
know, give me a watch. Yeah. No, going to say, would you have to have a power put up?
So say it, everything's all on now, they're all good. You say, through say it now, all you say you have to do is update our radios, get spare radios, change every radio in the vehicle.
That's what I said.
Base unit, and all the radios will be.
Can you get a price and have this done? Every meeting, and
I will call it.
Perhaps my mind's in a really different quote.
Probably still got the answer.
Realistically,
I can't reach
them. Yeah, great.
Yeah, so you can't reach them. still in freedom.
Alright, so are we good?
But I can't reach it.
Wait, was there anything else?
No, I have. I already closed it up once and threw it out.
Alright, I will.
Do you have a time?
It's 6:48.
Oh, yeah, I moved to adjourn this work session at 6:49.
Aye. Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.